Senators were presented with an amended budget Thursday afternoon that accomplished two of the three things the majority party said they intended to accomplish during this special budget session. The budget bill proposed about $122 million in cuts and used a total of $245 million in one-time monies to balance the 2017 budget. What they did not accomplish was the passage of any revenue-increasing measures. That led to more than a few heated floor speeches in both chambers Thursday evening.
I made an effort as finance chairman to deal with the governor's revenue measures. Now, I'm only one legislator, but I personally made an effort.
Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall defended his efforts and his bill on the chamber floor. Senators approved a bill that would have raised around $78 million by increasing taxes on tobacco products earlier in the special session, but that bill died in the House, leaving the Senate, as Hall says, with few choices.
The public is asking for us to present a budget. I'm doing it with the only tools I have.
But Democratic members of the Senate said they couldn't support a budget without revenue increases, even though all but one Democrat, Senator Corey Palumbo of Kanawha County, voted against the earlier tobacco tax hike in the chamber. Palumbo said without additional funding now, he wouldn't support the final budget bill.
I mean, we've got to make the tough decisions, and I think we should do that now rather than later, because next year is going to be a lot more difficult with a bigger budget hole and less savings to deal with it.
The $272 million hole in the 2017 budget is projected to grow to more than $380 million in the 2018 budget year. But Senator John Unger believes that hole will get taken care of by the Republican majority, just not until after November's general election.
The fact of the matter is we're not making hard decisions because of politics. Campaigns. Well, we'll have to wait until after the election when we dupe the people of West Virginia. So after they elect or re-elect in November, then they can have buyer's remorse. But guess what? It's too late.
Senate Judiciary Chair Charles Trump defended the budget bill.
This balanced budget avoids government shutdown. The consequences of a government shutdown for the state of West Virginia would be catastrophic, and it would take years for this state to recover.
Trump says a shutdown means no health care coverage for the hundreds of thousands of West Virginians on Medicaid. It means no paychecks for the thousands of state employees. And it means the loss of the protection of the state police and correctional officers, among many other things. Trump's concerns were echoed in the House of Delegates, but by a Democrat, Delegate Peggy Smith.
We're scaring them to death. We are scaring state employees to death when they think they're going to be laid off in a few days. And it's scaring me to death.
Other Democrats, including Delegate Stephen Skinner, called the budget bill a pay cut for state workers who will see a 12% increase in their copays and deductibles on their health insurance under the funding bill. Republican Delegate Ron Walters disagreed.
I think that people would like to have a paycheck than a total shutdown of this government, even if that paycheck means they have to pay a little more for insurance.
Democratic Delegate Nancy Guthrie spoke against the bill.
This budget robbed our savings plan, and now we're going to try to call this a balanced budget. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not. And I think all of you know it's not.
The budget bill passed both chambers on a party line vote in the Senate and a vote of 58-30 in the House. In total, the approved bill takes more than $182 million from the state's rainy day fund to help fill the estimated $272 million budget gap. Governor Tomlin has 5 days to consider the bill, not including Sunday, but also has the power to line item veto or cut the appropriations dedicated to any account in the budget. Both the House and Senate adjourned until June 12th, which is also the previously scheduled date of June interim meetings. Adjourning for that period of time angered many Democratic members of the House, but leaders in both chambers say adjourning for that period saves the state from having to pay $39,000 per day in legislative salaries and will allow lawmakers to consider a gubernatorial veto. If Tomlin does veto the budget bill, it takes a two-thirds vote of both chambers, 67 members of the House and 20 members of the Senate, to override the veto. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.